Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Thacker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alou out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a line drive towards the mound. Buell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Thacker reaches second base with a double. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan hits a line drive into center field. Landrum picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landrum. Pagan moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford bunts towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagan moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Sanford moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Mays reaches second base with a double. Sanford scores. Alou moves to third. It's 5-3, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. the Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Billy Ott pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Buell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Kuno Berrigan now catching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schultz, and towards Santo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to third. Williams moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubs scores. Williams scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive towards first. Cepeda catches it and steps on first to double up Altman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haller strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.